Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. The weather has always been a popular topic for conversation, but in recent years, many of those conversations have taken on more urgency. Extreme weather is becoming more and more common, and is being experienced in places not usually associated with extreme weather. Whatever different people may think about climate change and its causes, there's no question that destructive weather is affecting thousands, and it's not showing any signs of abating. In fact, there's concern that things will only get worse. It all leaves some people scratching their heads, wondering what's going on, and wondering, too, if anything can be done to keep people safe. Well, the Bible has some accounts of extreme weather, too. Everything from floods to droughts. So maybe we can get some insights about dealing with the weather by turning to the spiritual perspectives the Bible provides. That's what we'll look at on Morning Prayer this week. But probably the first thing to say is that God is not the cause of destructive weather. As the Bible puts it at one point when the prophet Elijah witnessed a great windstorm, the Lord was not in the wind. In fact, as we'll see this week, God has a history of helping people in extreme weather, something that wouldn't make a lot of sense if he were causing the bad weather. So, this week, we'll investigate what we can do to experience God's help, too. And may we all find God helping us, no matter what the weather conditions. Amen.